Welcome to the show on NTNRadio.com and our YouTube page and all that good stuff.
The No Name Marvel Something or Other podcast.
Well, I don't even know if we
gotta come up with a name. We don't really need one, but it
Names
helps people overrated. Find us.
Yeah, that would actually be true. That's probably a good thing. So, yes, we are here. As you can hear, Fernando is not with us. He said he overflowed a porta potty on the way in.
And he is acting as the Punisher to the insects in his house.
Yes, he's going on a rampage.
He's exterminating.
Yes, he is. Whatever. I don't know about that, but yeah, you know, I blame.
I'm sure there's a comic book hero called the Exterminator somewhere.
Remember Kelly Bundy was
from
Married with Children. Remember she played like the Exterminator or something. Oh, man. That was such a great episode. Kelly Bundy Exterminator. Oh, there we go. I don't remember what she was called. Verminator.
The
she
Verminator.
Was the Verminator. Yeah, hottest superhero of all time. And possibly the dumbest.
Simultaneously.
Yeah, but still. She was
a well-written character.
She was still Kelly Bundy, and that's all that matters to me. Anyways, we got a lot to talk about this week.
Hey, did you watch The Inhumans this week?
I did. I did watch I've watched the whole series all the way through.
The season and, unfortunately, maybe the series finale.
The ratings were bad for that show.
Yeah. But it got better every week.
It
started off extremely sadly, I have to say.
Painful. Painfully slow.
Yeah.
Character development was...
secondary.
I don't know if it was secondary as much as... They tried to like shove too much stuff at you at once, right? If you're getting a whole bunch of new characters, even if you read comic books and know some of them.
Well, even if you read comic books and know some of them, you probably didn't know the Inhumans because they just weren't that big of a deal.
Right, they're not that big of a comic. So it was very hard to follow in the beginning. But they worked on it. They worked through that to the point where you got at the end where you knew the good guys from the bad guys. And at times I felt like the show didn't know the good guys from the bad guys. So
it was difficult to tell at times.
Yeah. So,
But it ended up strong.
It did. I thought the last episode was kind of good, although it was kind of easier to predict. You knew they were going to end up on Earth. But... you know, and you knew he wasn't going to kill his brother. I can't think of it. Maximus.
Maximus.
Black Bolt wasn't going to kill Max. Oh, spoiler alert. We did that last week, too. We threw a total spoiler alert. But spoiler alert.
I think we need to start somewhere in our music.
Right. We need to
be prepared
that needs
for
to be
spoilers.
The opening of the show.
Disclaimer.
There's probably spoilers.
Disclaimer.
In this. So if you're behind.
You will be spoiled.
Yes.
If you listen to this show.
Right. Like we did that all with Thor, right? We were literally. Talking about the movie 3 days after it came out. So that was a huge spoiler, but that was a lot of fun. You knew that wasn't going to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
It was predictable, but even though it was predictable, it was still enjoyable to watch.
Yes, and it was the best episode they did this season.
Yeah.
I feel like I actually like a couple. I think the only character I genuinely don't like, there's two, is Black Bolt and his brother Maximus. I don't have no use for him.
Well, Black Bolt doesn't have much use for you either, or he'd say something about it.
Right here. Talk up. Speak up. Open that mouth. Come on. I'll smack the taste out of it. But, you know, I mean, like, I think Black Bolt works way better in comic than it does on TV.
Yeah, it probably does. But if you put some serious time into the character, I bet you would become pretty interesting. But we didn't get that this year because they had to spread it across way too much.
This is what you don't get in the TV show that you get in the comics, right? In the comics, they put the bubble up and you get to read Black Bolt's thought, right? In television, I had to listen to what Medusa says it is.
Yeah, she's the interpreter.
But there's other people too, right? He has conversations with other people too. So it's like all you did was probably waste 30 minutes of television time with her staring at him over the course of the season, with her staring at him and him putting his thoughts in her head, right? Or talking to her, whatever, however he does. I don't exactly know exactly what he does. Telepathy.
I don't think they did. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know that either. Been explained other than.
But she seems to understand him better than anybody
right,
else.
Right, but we've wasted so much time. That's the one thing that struck me.
They were having deep ethereal stares.
Right, for like 10 seconds. And I know some of you are going to be like, you're an idiot. 10 seconds is like nothing. But when you only have a finite number of seconds in a television show, those 10 seconds, if you do that 6 times, that's a minute. TV shows, hour-long TV shows are only 42 minutes of actual time. You wasted a ton of time.
Over a season, yeah.
Over a season, you probably wasted almost an entire episode's worth of content. I hate that.
And you got, but I think, but as far as the other characters go, I think the relationship between Gorgon
and his cousin,
which I'm drawing a blank on right now, that's pretty bad. Yeah, that I think really developed over the last few episodes.
Yeah, and they're Aquaman dude. That just shows you how great the names are. But I should know that. I watched the whole season. I should know these names.
Crichton.
And that's why I hope the show comes back, because I think they should have a better flip on it. I just don't know if it will. It really struggled midway through the season. It had horrible ratings.
I don't know if it picked up. I quit looking at the ratings because it didn't seem to be improving.
No, it picked up, but they were horrible. Like show 4 and 5 were pretty bad. But it looks like, and it's got bad reviews too. I don't know if it'll be back.
Yeah.
It's gonna be rough. But you know, you should know their names, and the reason you don't know their names is not because you aren't interested. It's because
Karnak.
Yeah. You know, I keep thinking that.
I like that character.
The great Karnak from
Johnny Carson.
Back and every in time the old they days. Say a show on the thing, I'm like, oh, too bad they didn't have Johnny Carson play that. But they didn't develop. Really, the only character whose personality and stuff they developed was really Maximus. He got the most development.
Yeah.
And but you they just didn't play him as bad.
And,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, they could have made him a lot more of an evil character than they did.
I think he was supposed to be like a little sniveling little weakling brother.
So yeah, I was disappointed in the overall because I thought they could have done better. But then we talked about it. That ABC didn't give them the budget that it needed. Otherwise, they wouldn't have cut Medusa's hair. You would have seen a lot more of the dog than you did. So there was a lot of, I think that ABC did not want to put a lot of money into it.
Do you know who Black Bolt is?
I've seen him in other shows, but
what other show have you seen him in?
I don't recall, but I know I've seen him before.
That's Colin Bohannon from Hell on Wheels.
Yeah. Now that you've been put it there, yeah.
I did not know that.
One of the greatest Western shows.
What's the like the last season? It kind of got weird. Then.
Well, they had to wrap everything up.
Yeah. But, normally when you have to wrap everything up, you do a better job. Wow, I had no idea. I just pulled up the cast so that I could get the people's names right.
Yeah, you cut his hair. Yeah, I knew he was from something I'd seen before.
Cut his hair. He shaved his beard.
My wife's going to freak out when I tell her that.
I kept looking at him saying, man, that guy's familiar, but I don't know who the hell that is.
Yeah, I recognized him.
And then I thought...
Had he spoken, we might have known who he was.
Yeah, we would have probably known.
Because it's like the TV show The Orville this week. The guy who played the blue squid guy?
Yeah, the guy
that's
who...
That's Rob Lowe.
Yeah, you told me that. I actually have to look that up. I didn't know that was
only because you can't recognize him, but you hear his voice. But had Colin Bohannon / Black Bolt spoke, we would recognize what show he is from.
You know, they did. That's a couple big names, and you figure if you're putting in that big a name, you would have done better writing, right? Because Maximus, I think you pronounce his name Iwan Rehan,
something like that,
right? He's a big British actor. He was just in Game of Thrones. He's been in a couple British television series. It was one where he had like superpowers and stuff. And he's a growing actor in England and stuff. And Colin Bohannon, I mean, Hell on Wheels was a hit here.
Yeah, that was a great character, too.
And it was a great character. I had no idea that was him.
But it goes back to what I said almost from the beginning, or at least from the second episode. The same showrunner from Iron Fist is the showrunner for this show, and there's so much similarity and lack of development. Hopefully they won't ever use that guy again for anything.
Yeah, I think you're going to get him again because I think they actually like what he's doing. Because these are new shows.
The two worst shows in the Marvel Universe, supposedly, and in my opinion, Iron Fist and Inhumans. And both of them are run by the same guy. Both of them had lacked a lot of character development. Both of them were all about the fights.
I can't. You know, I don't even think this one was definitely more about the fights. You said that, and I just started catching up. I was behind. I'm behind. I haven't finished watching Iron Fist, and I'm behind on. I haven't watched The Defenders yet because of that. And I'm going to binge that stuff all this week. You said that, and I got into Iron Fist over the weekend. I had time, and I just started getting into it. And I don't see the gist into the fights because I don't think there's a lot of fights, at least in the early part of Iron Fist. I think this guy gives you, this writer gives you information that maybe you don't need. Like when he's I just don't think he knows how to develop a character. I don't think that it's like, I just want to get to the fight scene. I think he's like, oh, like when I watch Iron Fist, I already don't like the character of Iron Fist. And I don't like the character of Iron Fist because I feel like it's like a combination of the kid from the show, from the last, not Samurai. What's that movie? Last
Golden
Samurai.
Arm.
No, the Last Samurai. No, don't pick on the kid with the golden arm.
Last Samurai was
Japanese. Last Samurai. It was the other one.
Shogun, Last Shogun.
No, it's not the
Harlem
Last
Shogun. Shogun.
No, you're right. That's the movie I'm thinking of, with the Shogun of Harlem. But, The Last Master? No.
Karate Kid 2.
No, what was the name of that movie? The Last Dragon. It's killing me. Right, with Bruce Leroy, where everything was peaceful, man, and I just want, the master say this, and the master say that, right? And it's a mix between that, and I keep getting the flashbacks from Kung Fu from the 70s and 80s with David Carradine. Right, like, they go back to the monastery, right? Yeah. And you have the flashbacks. Where else did we have those?
You are right, but I never got that the entire time I was watching it.
Right? Like, that's what, like, when I started, like, looking and saying, what bothers me about this movie, this show, it was, I never liked Kung Fu with David Carradine, right? The way he fought, where it was all that slow-moving Kung Fu, where it looks
but everyone
like they're
was
dancing.
Kung Fu fighting.
Everybody with Kung Fu fight. No, I think that was because of Shonoff and the Shogun of Harlem. That was a great movie.
That was pretty good.
That was a great movie. Great sci-fi
from,
and
a camp
movie.
Point of view.
I don't even think it was from a camp point of view, right? He had them. And again, the glowing fists and the fights. But, you know. But when I watch Iron Fist, all I keep getting is this is like a 40-year remake of Shogun. Of Kung Fu.
Kung Fu. And no, I never got that.
Right? Because...
And even after you say it, I can kind of see some of the overlap, but I don't see a remake.
But as a kid, I didn't like the style of fighting in Kung Fu. Right? Because I'm just a wild, aggressive... You know, I brought... Right, fights.
Bring your own shovel.
Bring your own shovel. You know, anything worth fighting for is worth fighting dirty for. Right? None of this, like... Oh, I'm going to avoid his punch and not hit him when I could, just to show him I could. No. You hit him, you keep him down. But what I also don't like about it is even when I go back and I watch Kung Fu, right, the show, because it's on somebody was showing it recently, like one of the old TV show stations, right?
Mm-hmm.
That shows the old shows. And I thought, I should give it another chance. Maybe my taste has evolved, right? It was a classic. A lot of people watch that show. And I go back and I watch it, and the one thing I felt that they never developed the character of David Carradine's character. on that show.
Very, that part is very similar to
right,
Iron
and
Fist.
That's when I, like, I would say the guy who's doing this probably was a big fan of that show. Because it's a pretty big ripoff part. And I hate saying that.
Yeah, well, like I said, I don't quite see it. I kind of see your analogy, but it didn't come off that way to me. But you know, everyone's entitled to their opinions except you.
If you go to right, well, if you go to steal a David Carradine and stuff, do Kill Bill.
Or Death Race 2000.
Death Race 2000, something, right? You know, he did have other movies that he was other things that he was pretty good at. So, what was the one? Cannonball, not Cannonball Run, just Cannonball, where him and his brother were like racing Camaros. Camaro. They're racing these Camaros across the country. But I'm just not. I find myself like when I watched Gotham a couple seasons ago, I find myself rooting for the bad guys. Like, oh, hey, maybe this.
So you're hoping Madame Gao was going to kick some serious mess, which she did.
Yeah, you know, well, the Hand. Like, I'm actually becoming. I don't like Daredevil as a character. I don't, it's not that I don't like Daredevil as a character. I don't like Daredevil as a person. If Daredevil was just as vigilante.
Why are you so anti-blind people?
Well, because they can't see. So when I give them the finger and I'm a New Yorker, I talk with my hands, they don't understand me.
That's just sad.
Deaf people are fine because I talk with my hands. I like that. But that's but when I watch Daredevil, I always feel like, you know, just kill the guy. This isn't the A-team. Just kill him. Don't be a better person. Being a nice person, no one ever got anywhere by being a better person. Right. They had to bring the Punisher in so that you could get rid of bad people in your series. Somebody else had to come into your show to kill the people you should have. Right? And that doesn't. Jessica Jones, kill a person. Luke Cage, kill a person.
No, he didn't.
I thought he did.
No, he just hurt the guy.
I thought he killed. I was going to call him Wesley Snipes, and it's not Wesley Snipes. I can't think of the guy's name.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. No, he didn't kill him.
Oh, okay.
Because he had that special suit on, allowing him to punch real hard.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right.
He didn't kill him.
So, but I just feel like, you know.
Sweet Christmas guy, get it straight.
Yes, that's who it is. But I feel like Punisher, Daredevil, you know, Punisher comes out this week, Friday. They released it on Netflix.
Yeah, now I'm torn. Do I watch it all and binge it, or watch it one every couple of days, which I did for all the other shows?
I think you watch it one, unless the weather's crap. Well, I'm not here. Here's the thing: I'm traveling this weekend. I got to go take care of some family things, so I'm not gonna get to binge watch it this weekend.
So I kind of lean into watching what's one or two every other day.
Probably for the sake of the show, we should watch one a week. But nobody does that anymore.
No.
So watch one every couple days. You know, I hate I love binge watching because I get into the shows and it's like this. But then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, now I have a year till I have another.
And I don't know about Punisher, but all these Netflix MCU shows are only 10, 11, 12, 13 shows long. So it doesn't take long to get through them.
Right. It's a rainy Saturday.
Yeah. I prefer to have something last a little longer than that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like a cheeseburger. All of a sudden, you're done eating it. You're like, oh, now what? So, yeah, that's how I feel about Iron Fist. I'm not loving the character development. I'm really beginning to like this Black Hand. They've kind of screwed up Daredevil's world, right? The Hand. The Hand's like into Daredevil's world. They picked a fight with the Punisher. Right, you got to be a pretty bad organization if you want to pick a fight with the Punisher. Right.
Well,
they actually created.
You'll have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. We'll have to wait and see.
I have no clue if he's fighting the Hand in his series or if he's just going after gangsters.
No Friday.
I think he's just going after gangsters.
I think he's going after the Hand. I think the second installment of the Defenders
will be the defeat of the Hand.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I thought they were defeated. Other than Madame Gao getting away.
You're supposed to say, spoiler alert, Phil, and I go, la, 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 la.
This whole show's a spoiler alert.
Huh?
The whole show is a spoiler.
I know, but not for things that I haven't watched.
No, sure. But I don't think the Punisher is going to be about the hand, because I think the first season at least has to be him coming to getting even with all the people that killed his family.
Well, isn't that the hand?
No, the hand did not kill his family. Not in the comic books and not in this show.
I thought Daredevil made me lead to believe that it was a hand.
It did, I thought too, but in the end it wasn't.
Okay. I thought it was.
Wait and see. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see.
We'll have to wait and see.
We're not on that privileged list of people who get shows before they come out.
Not yet. We're working on that. So I'll be interested to see where that goes. As far as who his enemies are, right? Because they have to do something, because they are talking about a Defenders season two.
Mm-hmm.
So to do that, they all have to have a common enemy.
Well, it doesn't mean Punisher's going to be in Defenders, because he wasn't in this Defenders. Oh, that's no spoiler for you. The Punisher is not in the Defenders.
Sometimes I just want to throw things at you. But he does steal the hot chick from Daredevil.
Man, because that stuff came out last year.
I know. I'm just way behind. I am sorry.
Yeah, it was only August, but this came out last year.
Defenders?
No, it was August.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
But it was last year.
Feels like last year. It definitely was last TV year. So, over the weekend, there's been a lot of talk over the last 4 or 5 days, I guess maybe 7 days now, about Phase 4.
MCU Phase 4. Or maybe not.
And there's been a couple of interesting articles that we've been sharing back and forth, Warren and I. I probably should have shared them with Fernando.
Well, he wasn't going to be here because he's being the Verminator.
Kelly Bundy isn't here this week. I think that's what we should call him now. We'll call him the Verminator. But they talk about all the changes that are going to come because, you know, some of the Avengers,
maybe possibly,
are going to die in the Infinity Wars. Right? You got two Infinity War ones, part one, part two coming up.
Now, whatever their names end up being, but yeah, part one and part two.
I think it'll be part one, part two. And you have all these people talking about, hey, we're going to have these deaths, like Captain America, and then the shield gets passed on to Bucky or maybe Falcon. The girl becomes, I can't think of her name, the black girl that becomes the next Iron Man. Maybe Iron Man will die. You know, and some of this is going to be depending on who renews their contracts.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're talking about, you know, the Guardian of the Galaxy people and getting the new Guardian of the Galaxy people who are going to be the Ravagers.
Well, they got two more guaranteed with the current crew on the
Guardians of the Galaxy. I think the last, well, but the two more, they say the two more movies, but in all the other contracts, the two movies, the contracts included the Avenger movies. So I don't think there's, I think there's two more movies, meaning they'll be in the Avengers Infinity Wars, but I don't know if there'll be another Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, and I've seen articles where, you know, the actors that portray Thor, Iron Man, and Captain America have all said that they're pretty much done with their characters. They want to go on to do something else. But really, the only two that could possibly go on would be Iron Man and Thor, because, you know, the actor playing Captain America is starting to show his age a little bit.
Yeah,
and Captain America doesn't get old.
That doesn't mean he has to keep doing action, right? You know, he's done a bunch. I know I'm going to get beat up for this. I actually really liked him and his portrayal of Johnny Torch in the.
Oh yeah, but that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying
Fantastic Four.
The character
10 years ago.
The character of Captain America doesn't get old.
Yeah, no, right. Well, that's why they're going to kill
him
off.
You can play an older Iron Man. You can play King Thor.
Well, Iron Man's probably going to end up doing cameos like he did in Spider-Man.
Could be.
Right? I'm shocked that they're not going to do a Hulk movie. But I can understand it's hard. Right? To do a Hulk movie.
Yeah, lots of CGI.
Well, not just the cost, but the character development. Right? Hulk is much better as a supporting role character. Right?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, and Thor, Chris
Hemsworth.
I was confused. I have a friend, Chris. Well, I don't want to say his name on there. But I have a friend whose name is similar to that, and I always call him the wrong one. Chris Hemsworth's done a lot of work in other movies. And I wouldn't be surprised to see him making guest appearances because he's the God of Thunder, you know, and they could CGI to keep you young. Iron Man, Tony Stark is probably, you know, looking to move on. Captain America's looking to move on.
But then the list
if Scarlett Johansson moves on, I think that's a loss for all of us. But, you know, they have to bring new characters on to keep it going. The problem is that they've used a lot of the big name from the comics, and I don't think millennials and younger people are into comics as much as our generation was.
You know, I don't know that. You may be right, but there are still comic books.
Well, they're different comics, right? They're more into... I don't want to say that they're not into comics. Maybe that's not the right thing. The comics are changing for what they like, right? And I don't think you'll have that Captain America all right with the world. You know what I mean? Even Superman, you know, perfect guy, all that kind of stuff. I think they like the Batman, the darker one.
But one of the characters in one of the articles you sent over was Captain Britain, which would fit into the globalization aspect of the Marvel universe. They want to, you know, bring characters in from the rest of the world so they can cash in on those overseas monies.
Yeah, and like the Black Panther. Well, I think the Black Panther's more an interest here too, right? I don't know.
Well, I think because what you said a moment ago was that you had your top tier characters, the one they started this phase.
Question is are the next level guys strong enough?
Are the
enough
B
to
level
carry the
and the C level strong enough? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And they made it pretty clear the Netflix Defender characters aren't going over to the movies.
No.
Right.
Guys, I would consider Daredevil to be a B level. And
Punisher, I think you could do a movie.
Punisher could be a B level. Is a B level, but Jessica Jones, you know, Iron Fist Luke and Cage. Luke Cage, they were C level.
I mean, I'm really surprised Ant-Man is going to have a second movie coming out. Right?
Yeah,
he was Spider-Man.
For me, he's a C plus B minus kind of guy.
Yeah, they're going to have another Spider-Man. Which
Spider-Man's an A level,
right? Which is an A level guy. But Spider-Man, you know, in the comics, Spider-Man always had weird crossovers, right? Spider-Man was the guy who did stuff with Iron Man and the Hulk, and then he also, right? The Hulk and Spider-Man jumped between the X-Men and the MCU, and Spider-Man even dabbled into because he was from New York and stuff, the Jessica Jones, Daredevil stuff, right? You know, you catch that every now and then. I don't understand why they don't let Spider-Man flip around. I would let him flip.
There are things
Spider-Man
you could do with it. And now they got
Spider-Man.
A guy young enough to grow into something like that.
Yeah, that's one thing I like about that character, but they have to develop
You don't have the baggage from the old movies because they started fresh with it.
Yeah, that was a very smart movie.
And music's playing. We forgot to bring up the one thing you wanted to talk about was from Thor Ragnarok, Phil's anus.
That devil's anus.
Oh, I'm sorry, devil Phil's anus.
The anus of a redhead was there in the movie. Anyways, we'll talk about that some next week. We spent a lot of time on the Inhumans and the
which we needed to,
and the Iron Fist and some of the other shows. Next week, I don't know what we'll talk about, but I do know Justice League's coming out.
Probably have to hit that just a little bit.
Yeah, we might have to. I don't know if I'm going to get time to see it, but that's the only thing.
We'll talk about it when we see it.
Or you'll talk about it and be like, see.
I have no problem spoiling it for you.
Warren ruins movies for everybody. That's just the way he is. He enjoys it. We'll be back next week. Same Marvel time. Same Marvel
station.